LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh yeah, it's Friday night, baby. You know what that means? That means it's time for the best internet radio show ever, worldwide, Spankwagon Radio, baby. Yes. What's going on, everybody? Is the Incredible Hulk weekend?
Murphy Smash! That film sequel!
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
Such as my colon.
Hi, boys and girls.
Welcome to Spankwagon Radio.
I think I'm going to need more alcohol for this show.
Scrappy's back.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live, the greatest internet radio show ever. You can find us online at
www.spankwagon.net.
All right. Why don't you introduce people?
Murphyandfriends.net.
Try to kidnap and hijack this shit.
Hi-yo. To my left is the beautiful, the gorgeous Trencher.
My nipples are hard.
Ooh la la. Right?
The man went from, like, what, 240 to, like, 110?
Something like that.
Shit, he's skinny as fuck. Hey, man. Hey, no more tomatoes in your salad, though, my friend.
I know.
That's your secret. You got sick. You just fucking lost
all
the weight. Well,
what it is, I was like, okay, you know what? Jogging ain't working. Working out ain't working. I'm going to eat tomatoes and fucking die. That ought to work.
Hi, can I get a tapeworm to go, please?
Oh my God. Hey, I want the salmonella. Can I get fries and mayo on the fries?
My dad calls them salmatoes.
Salmatoes?
That's pretty tight.
He's like, do you want my salmato? I'm like, no.
I'd like a death tomato.
I know a salmato.
Really?
Yeah, and he's kind of red when he gets angry.
Oh. No.
In front of me is the craziest cracker I've ever met in my life, Murphy.
Why do you always got to bring everything back down to race, dude?
Because you usually do, so I do it first this time.
Oh, yeah.
and across from me is the beautiful, she's just hot, gorgeous. I think her tits are bigger than last time. You look stacked today, boy. So that's where you've been gone for a month. You got inflation?
She got that Reebok pump bra.
Store prices, gasoline went up, store product prices went up, and Scrappy just went with the trade and got her titties pumped up. So.
Yeah, but you realize if she gets excited, we're all going to get black eyes.
It's good to have you back. I got to start off with titties. You know I got to call him a cracker. I got to talk about your titties. Got to talk about this motherfucker like he don't eat no more.
What are you talking about? I'm Ethiopian.
And what do we say about decaf?
What do we say about decaf? How's it going, you drunk, fat motherfucker?
Ouch.
Wait, that wasn't funny?
No. Not really.
That was a little hurtful, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'll go into sensitivity training.
Hey, I don't think no customer's going to come out of his mouth because he's got too many black dudes in the studio, man.
I got it.
It ain't me that we're worried about. We're all waiting for Murphy to drop the bomb.
We outnumber
you. Oh, God.
Oh God.
What are you doing? Don't scare our guests. Don't scare them. No, man.
Is he giving them a hug?
Right?
What is he
doing? I don't know what he's doing. He just walked out there. Oh, God, he's going to get himself.
He's going to get shot.
Throw him off the balcony. Go ahead.
We have a balcony?
This is what we have a balcony.
Oh, he just got another beer. All right. He's arming himself. He's got an excuse. Liquid alibi. That's what that is.
That's it. Liquid courage.
We outnumber you. Remember that.
Dude, okay. The blackest thing about you is that haircut, man, because I got to tell you. Because I'll sell you out, dude.
No, man, don't sell me out, man.
Attention, large black men in the green room.
He's a librarian.
No, I am not a librarian.
He
I
works
am a-
at the library. All right. He's a librarian.
Hey, that's funny. Hey. But that was funny.
No.
I am.
He listens to James Taylor. Hey. And in his car right now.
He doesn't just listen to James Taylor.
He sings along with James Taylor.
He karaoke's to Edwin McCain. I'll be your crying shoulder.
I'll be your crying shoulder.
Hey, wait, what's this? I just grabbed a CD from Decaf's car.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No, isn't this his ring back tone?
I think it is, actually.
Hello and welcome to Black to Peace Theater.
Isn't this Tchaikovsky? No, what the fuck am I doing with this?
I can play this in the fifth.
Can you play this?
Tonight on What's Happening.
Oh my God. Is he ramming that large violin up his ass?
Okay. We hear JJ say dynamite.
And now let's see what's on Decaf's TiVo.
Oh, that's I used to watch this show.
Why am I not shocked?
Young and the Restless.
Are you serious? I thought it would have been like Days of Our Lives or. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm gonna leave you. I don't love you no more. Well, fine. Just go. I don't want you.
Don't leave me.
I am Victor.
There's always a picture.
You really know this shit, dude, don't you?
Nikki, I've been on the show for 50 years. I had 60 plastic surgeries. But I just can't leave because I don't know my real name anymore.
Dude, this is great. I don't have to throw out a single insult. He's just putting himself under the bus.
I know.
This is great.
You already proven you're not black. You've already proven you're not a male. What's next? What more do you have to give?
It was my mama. My mama made me watch Young and the Restless.
You're not supposed to sing along.
Make up words.
Fucking sing it along.
Wait till it is. So I got the next part too. Oh, yeah, it cuts off. Young and the Restless, sponsored by Spank Wagon Radio.
Your case, it's fucking Vagisil. The hell?
Wow.
What?
Summer's Eve.
Young and the Restless, man. It's a good show, man.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a good show, would it be on the air for 50 years?
I don't know. We've been on the air for 8.
Yeah, I guess.
We kind of suck.
I guess that doesn't matter, huh? So you guys never watched any soap operas?
No.
Days of Our Lives.
All right, Days of Our Lives.
I have a penis, so no.
No soap operas.
Nope.
So what would you admit to? I know you admit to watching The Golden Girls.
Well, you know what? Why don't we get to that a little later, things we want to admit to in our
round table. Oh, that's right.
Table.
The under the bus segment.
Remind me that I've got one on Decaf.
You got one on me.
What? You got more penis than he does?
No, I've got a something I wouldn't care
cock?
To admit on. Yeah, I've got a cock.
See, she said
I'll
she wouldn't care
you
to
in
admit.
The face with it.
Ooh. Actually, that's Murph. He likes the trannies.
I forgot.
Hey, yo.
Has it been that long since you've been here?
I just really... I don't know.
You've ignored us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tangent Radio.
All right. Hey, why don't we give it out? First off, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. And we want to hear from you. If you're listening live, click on the Cam and Chat link.
Yeah.
We've got the Cam and Chat going for you. We also have the Spank Wagon TV doing its job. So thank you very much.
Spank TV.
And we also have our email, radio@spankwagon.net. We want you guys to let us know what's up. How are we doing? All right.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
But you know, I'm looking at the chat room, and they're already wanting our guests. I don't know how it is that our guests know, or our listeners know our guests are here already. It's as if we're going to have to start taking phone calls all night long. We'll get into that a little later. Matter of fact, why don't we do that now?
You're weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call into the show, go ahead and hit that phone line. That's 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Somebody take the Red Bull away from him.
It is the only thing keeping me vertical at this point. I swear to God.
He's got two bottles of water, a Sam Adams, and a Red Bull, and a pack of Sabaki soy whatever the fuck.
Wasabi soy almonds.
Sabaki?
In front of, he looks like
Sabaki!
The bartender.
Seriously, you have no idea. I almost passed out walking into the room earlier.
I've almost done that.
No, hey, look at me for direction. You
me, it's
talking.
Complete exhaustion. I just I went to sleep at about 12 last night, about midnight. Got a phone call at 1, had to go into work. Left work at 2:30, went home.
What happened at work?
Got a call in at 4, went back to work and stayed there all day. Shit broke.
Yeah. Shit always breaks at your fucking place. So what you been doing, Scrappy, since you've been gone for like, you took your 2 month sabbatical and shit from the show?
Let's see. I bought a car.
What kind of car?
A really cute one. Oh.
She discovered anal?
She forgot what it's called white. And shit.
It's white. I got a really good deal.
But what the fuck is it?
Oh, it's a Nissan.
Nissan what?
It's a car. I got a deal.
I don't want to give out too much information on the air.
Why?
You don't even have a plate. You don't even have a plate yet.
Exactly. So it's an easy car to spot.
You don't only want to drive it the whole fucking city.
I've been having dreams that people are like trying to steal my car.
Because they probably are.
In your neighborhood, they probably are.
I already sent my cousin over there twice.
Yeah. It's got an alarm. Back off. I didn't have to pay extra for it either. It's a cute car.
So what the
fuck is it?
2008 Versa. Nissan Versa.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? It's the only little white thing she lets between her legs.
Oh, damn.
What sense does that make?
Next time someone asks you what car you have.
Black cock.
What?
You put it all together. It's a 2008 Nissan Versa.
Sedan, not the hatchback.
Okay, not the hatchback.
I didn't go with that ugly piece of shit hatchback.
So why is the sedan so much better?
Because it's cuter. I don't want a hatchback.
She can fit more brothers in the back.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're odd. Shut up. drink your beer.
Beer.
But no, I got a good little deal on it. I 15 out the door, so.
15 out the door?
For a brand new car.
Did you pay cash?
Yeah, I have 15.
No, in ass. That's why she had to take a couple months off. She couldn't walk in the door.
Like, what are you doing? I'm busy
That's
saving
some
up
funny
for,
shit.
I'm busy saving up for my car. Oh, shit.
All right, why don't we go ahead and cut to a break? Yes.
To a break?
A
break, you say?
A break, I say.
A break?
A break.
A break a brack?
A break a brack.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
We'll be back, Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm a middle kid, the riddle kid. I make a giggle to your stick. My nose jiggles when I spit. So hard, so gully, so grimy, what's good? Outside the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club, snug, I'm star diving, it won't get us hard. My drink on, then get on the dance floor. Look on me, I don't dance, all I do is this. The same two-step with a little twist. Listen, Peppin, I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this shit. We mix a little Chris with a little Dom Perignon and a little Hennessy, you know we finna carry on. Hollin' at the shorties in the club, tryna get right. We gon' be up in this bitch, tryna break that right.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that.
I'm rolling, I'm out my paper, yeah. Nigga, I'm serious, I ain't playing. I'm better than your brain, I'm off the chain. G-Unit, next level now, turn it up a notch. Him and Dre sent me to jail spot. Front on me, oh no, you know I'm loco. Hands up on the dance floor, okay, let's go.
You can have my love, take my body. You can have anything you want if you shake that ass for me. Anything you want if you shake that ass for me.
Funny.
Oh my god.
That could have been funny.
I turn on the mics and everybody's already laughing. This is good.
It is good.
Well, right. I took my pants off. You know, generally has that reaction.
Is that causing the breeze? She can feel her legs from the vent in the ceiling? I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
I can feel it on my flip-flop feet.
It's a trajectory of it all.
I can feel it. I don't know why. I feel coldness on my leg.
It's fucking physics.
It's bouncing
that's
off,
urine.
It's bouncing off my ball. It's bouncing off my bald head.
Well, you have stopped sweating.
Yeah, see?
Now we don't have to worry about everything corroding and getting all wet and shit over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but the building is going to blow up.
Apparently. Smell natural gas or something.
Headphones are wet as shit. You want to swap?
No. You can keep them. Ew.
I give you a quarter if you lick them.
I'll give you a dollar.
Oh,
if you
dude, that's...
Cheap motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
He said...
Pay him his money. Pay me, man.
All right. We have a guest
I
here.
I had a quarter. I don't know what
God
happened to
damn
it.
Damn Irish motherfuckers got no money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first black Jew I've ever met in my life.
Oh.
Fuck. Everyone likes diamonds.
There you go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And believe it or not, I actually booked a guest for once.
And a black one, too.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Did you know I call him number four? That's 5 and 6. That's all I know. Fuck you. All right. Hey, everybody.
Congratulations, guys. You fill a quota.
We got to get one black guest above.
Now your mic is on.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Hey, yo. Why don't you do us a favor and introduce yourself real quick?
Oh, yes. My name is Classic from Classic Lick Entertainment, Classic Lick Records, and Classic Lick Films. I'm here just doing it real big in Las Vegas. Got my boys with me right now, Clint McFarlane and Elton Graham.
You got the mic over there. Should be on.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, here we go.
What's good? What's good?
Well, sounds great.
Yeah, you saw me laughing before because my first question is, are all those the same fucking sunglasses?
Did you guys get like a discount rate?
Three for ten at Anchor Blue and shit. Anchor Blue.
Dude, are you kidding, man? Are you kidding?
Shopping for eyewear at Costco.
Man, you guys are fucked up, man.
It looks like they got them from 3D Beowulf.
Oh, shit.
All right, so let me just kind of give a little bit of background here. Classic does a show here at LV Rux on Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't book a guest. You just went scouring the other shows.
Fuck yeah. And I'm like, you guys want to come on our show? And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, well, I listen.
Does that count for something?
That does, I hope. Okay. And so they agreed. Foolish.
So at what point in the conversation did it come up, please don't mug me? When did that come in? That's what I wanted.
When I learned they were black.
Oh, okay. When you learned?
What? When you learned. It's radio. It's magic of radio.
Oh, okay.
You're the one that has the video. All right, so Classic Lick Live, and actually the reason I wanted to book you on because a lot of shit's going on this week, and I was listening to your Wednesday show,
right?
Talking about something that I don't know. Elton had to keep repeating, and then Clint had to keep repeating, and then Elton repeated again. What was that was coming up tomorrow?
No problem, man. We have the official launch party for my record company, Classic Lick Records, and Classic Lick Films, man. And we're doing it real fucking big right now, taking over Las Vegas, and that's basically it. Go ahead, man.
No, go for it. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem.
He's just holding it up. He's trying to reflect some light to see if he can get through those glasses.
So we got Classic Lick Live, and then
classic.
And pretty much your classic. You're doing everything on here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I got to know, what do you two do? Because other than the show.
Hey, man, we back up support seekers,
bro. Let them know what's up.
For all I know, they're the pips.
You know how these hippity hop guys are? They got to have their posse, right?
No, not pimps, the pips. Pips. You don't know who the pips are, do you?
No. Put them down. Put them down.
Definitely, we all have jobs here.
Oh, yeah.
So right. I'm Clint McFarlane, A&R of Classic Click Records.
What is A&R?
Artists and Repertoire. Basically,
repertoire 10 times in a row.
No.
No.
wait, you got it? A&R. There you go.
That's all. One time. I scout for the talent. I'm the eyes and ears of the company.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to Classic. You come through me if you want something. So I am very important here. I am not just a groupie.
That's right. That's right.
So ultimately, you're middle management.
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
All right, so he's shook. Okay, let's go to the next one. Yeah. he's shook. Just watch out for the back of your head, bro.
Oh, shit.
Ouch, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm Elton Graham, the artist development rep for Classic Entertainment, Classic Click Records. I'm the person that's going to take care of all the voice coach with our artists, take care of the dance studios, rehearsals, take care of the scheduling for the studio time.
Music videos,
everything like that.
All right, so when the fine girls come in to do the background,
that's
you.
That's
now,
me.
Now, has there been any girl that's been there that you absolutely just cannot believe that she was so amazing or no?
Not yet. Yeah, but if they got all of them gotta go through me before they get to all that. I'm gonna see all if the body is right, gotta be right. The body gotta be tip-top.
So,
right.
So what kind of bodies you prefer?
Well, he puts it.
You want
the
big titties, big ass, or you want skinny girls, or
it all depends on what I'm on. I gotta work with my artist, so it all depends what she can look like. what things she got to do with, what she got to deal with. So
Wolf is a chubby Mexican. What kind of artist? What kind of background girls would he get?
Your wife
she wasn't gonna be there.
Oh
shit, that's wrong.
Cut. Everything gotta be right with our thing is a strictly professional. Right. Everything gotta be perfect. Everything that's what I do.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So now you guys do a show Wednesday night and basically host and phone guy.
I do everything. I handle everything. So if you guys wanna get on to be on the show, you gotta go through me. If you sound like shit, you ain't gonna get on.
All right. Now let me ask a question, though, because a couple weeks ago I was listening in, and I swear to God, you guys were constantly getting call after call after call for a dude who you played a song.
Yeah.
But they weren't listening. They were just calling and calling, and I talked to the board op that night, and he said that they were calling about an hour later, still trying to get on your show.
Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? What was his reasoning?
Hey, man, that guy right there, he's just – real talk, he's a shit right now out in Phoenix, Arizona. So, I mean, those are, like, real people calling in constantly. I think he just put the shit on blast
but
on MySpace.
Being the shit in Phoenix, Arizona is like, you know, being the prettiest waitress at Denny's. Doesn't really count for much, right? I mean, Phoenix of all fucking places. Dude, I'm huge in Scottsdale. That's like us, dude. Like, we're the longest-running internet radio show in history. Yeah, well.
There's a reason we haven't made it any bigger.
Yo, everybody got to start somewhere, man. Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Dude, in Phoenix? Hey, man. Oh, well. I guess Tuscaloosa was booked that week.
Oh, someone's got a GSM phone. I'm hearing it come over a microphone.
Man.
Is that you? Merv, turn off your shit.
It's the iPhone.
Show
that shit off.
High tech, and it's all fucking making everything sound bad.
Yeah, well. So what's the excuse from the phone's not going on?
I don't know.
Hey-o.
Oh. All right, so why don't we talk about your album a little bit here?
Yes.
When did it drop?
April 21st of 2007.
See, lingo.
Listen
huh?
to you, yeah. He's figured
great?
It up.
Yeah.
Now
I'm
know
just
why.
A little less white. All right, so so it dropped in April. Where do you sell it from so everybody can kind of... Will you turn your shit and fucking phone off?
I don't think it's me, man.
It's not here. Sorry, buddy.
Jesus.
It's over there.
We'll blame
Trust
the people of the wireless.
This is not a piece of shit chocolate. This shit barely vibrates on its own.
All right, so.
That's what she said. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.classickklassick.net.
Oh, an actual website, not a MySpace slash.
We're moving up in the world as far as guests go.
Yeah, I know, huh?
We can't even get a porn star with a real website, and this guy's got one. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, we keep it official, man. On there, there's a section, buy CD. You can purchase it on iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody. Shit, the list goes on, man. I'm nationally distributed, so there's no place that I'm not.
Nationally distributed. I like
yeah.
that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's peddling his ass all over the country.
That's right. That's right. Much love to my people in Belize right now. All people in Belize City holding it down.
That's right. That's where you guys are from, right?
That's right.
You and Elton. And, of course, you're from L.A., right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Representing.
So, all right. So why don't we go ahead and go into the first song here.
Yeah,
grabbed a couple tracks off of it. The first one I grabbed was Fresh to Death.
Yeah.
Story behind it?
Fresh to Death, man. Simply. It's one of those tracks. You know, it's my single, number one. Let me tell you about that, all right? Once you're stepping onto the scene, you've got to come correct. People got to know who you are. You can't come with some lame shit or else your shit's just going to drop to the bottom. So Fresh to Death is just simply that. It's me, man. You look at me, I'm star-studded.
Class.
Nice.
I saw that.
Star faded.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Fresh to Death is just one of those materialistic songs. Not saying that that's what all hip-hop is about, but it's one of those fun tracks that you play in the club that's going to get played everywhere. You know, it's something that everybody could just ride to and just cruise with.
Even
man.
Murphy?
Even Murphy, yeah. man. Hell yeah. Rock on.
If he can do it.
Anybody can do it.
Do we need to remind everybody?
The world.
You watch Young and the Restless?
No.
Shit.
No, you had to understand.
Yeah, I was singing the Humpty Dance earlier, all right? So.
I saw
can you sing that again?
No.
All right, why don't we get to a song? We'll be back in just a moment. This is Fresh to Death.
Yeah.
Looking
on the scene, make my Pirelli scream. Jump out the Gucci seats, put them fresh shoes on my feet. 3 carats up in the nose, diamonds as big as the globe. 26 is cracking up the road. That's the one that's broke, I'm close. When I'm up for folks, we're doing the most. Ripping from coast to coast. Chris Styles in the air, let's toast. Someone with a bullet on hold. Fell off with a girl, said so. Loose, slow, slow, stop, let's go. Let's make another hit so the heat we blow. When I'm over his name, let it go, let it go. Cause we so fresh to death, y'all know. Cause we so fresh to death, y'all know. Cause we so fresh to death, y'all know. Repeat the time, let it make my joke. Don't get it twisted. I still rip it. Urban Symphony, go get it. You know I'm fresh to death. This is the way we wear. We're popping tags on garments, white sneakers, we keep them fresh. Black t-shirt down to your knees. Say everybody give it back. Freeze, 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 freeze. You know I'm fresh to death. This is the way we wear. We're popping tags on garments, white sneakers, we keep them fresh. Black t-shirt down to your knees. Say everybody give it back. Freeze, 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 freeze. Once again, man, I'm so slick with it. Living here from head to toe, can you get with it? Grease is so sharp, when I walk this far. Can't stop for nothing, autographing every way I walk. Girlies pointing, telling me they like the way I talk. I'm married, girl, look at the finger, how the time is far. Happy nauseous, happy feeling, no, I know it's all. Look at the watch, man, Jacob, I'm a big fan. Shoot, damn, big again. 100 pairs, man. Foot lock, I love to see you. Black car, you see my TV sliding up. I'm full to see you. Fresh to death, I tell you, baby. Pop my collar, going crazy. Buy my tracks on iTunes, baby. Blowing up your iPod, baby. Driving west and east coast crazy. Bow down, when you hear me. Record labels want to get me. Driving, I got voting shady. Classic click entertainment, baby. Fuck that trash when you're driving crazy. Fresh to death, don't forget it, baby. You know I'm fresh to death. This is the way we wear. We're popping tags, our collars, white sneakers, we keep them fresh. Black t-shirt down to your knees. Let everybody get in that. Freeze, 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 freeze. You know I'm fresh to death. This is the way we wear. We're popping tags, our collars, white sneakers, we keep them fresh. Black t-shirt down to your knees. Let everybody get in that. Freeze, 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 freeze.
You know what this is? Mellow Blue Soul Production, Slug Style Entertainment, Classic Click Entertainment, taking over the world.
All right. That is, that's awesome. Fresh to death?
Yeah, fresh to death.
Fresh to death?
Oh, yeah.
Just in a, that's your anthem, basically.
That's it. Yep.
All right.
Off the Urban Symphony album, don't forget.
You know I want to learn? It's Clint, right?
Right.
I want to know how you looked so cool for so long. This motherfucker, in 5 minutes of your song, he did this shit.
He just a cool motherfucker.
He just
motherfucker,
puts his hand down.
He he didn't say a fucking word. He didn't blink his shit. He just like.
Right. Hey, speaking of, you know what? Oddly enough, amazingly enough, we've got a caller. So why don't we put the caller on the line? Hello, caller.
Hey, what's happening?
Yo, what's up, boss?
Hey, turn down your radio, dude. Turn down your radio.
Yeah, I just want to call in and show Classic Click from live all the way from H-Town, Texas. I love that Fresh to Death. That's a hot jam, hot video, man. Keep playing that one.
Oh, good shit, man. Appreciate that, hey, boss.
What's your name? Right. What's your name, man?
Trey, baby.
Trey? All right, thanks for calling, man.
Got it.
All right, do you know what H-Town, Texas is?
That's Houston.
Oh!
Right? I'm white, not retarded.
Congratulations.
Don't look at me like I'm scrappy.
Oh! Oh!
What does that have to do with shit? Okay, just because I don't know about fucking science and Mars and
spelling
and geometry
and English and
Hall Mac. She failed Hall Mac.
Anything past the year 2006.
What?
Anything before the year 2006.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about, you have a show here at LV Rocks Wednesday nights.
Right.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that show is?
No problem. Classic Click Live, all right? And I'm the host, Clint McFarland, Elton Graham, they're the co-hosts. And what it is, we sign, we have on-signed artists, hip-hop, reggae, and R&B, sending their tracks to us. And we play it to the world, man. This is for artists that's not getting that recognition, because real talk, the radio stations, they're not showing any love. You know, you've got to be fucking P. Diddy, Jay-Z, or somebody.
Is he changing his name?
What's that? Yeah, he changed his shit back to Puffy now. Lawsuit.
Oh, Jesus. Is he trying to avoid? I mean, he's using this to avoid records and labels to maybe money he owes.
He's like, pity. Yeah, yeah, jump up at home.
All right. Fuck, hey, I got another caller on the line. Let's find out who this is. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Spankwagon Radio. You're live.
Hi, this is Classic's wife.
Whoa! Oh! Wait, wait, wait. Did he tell you he was going to be out tonight?
No, he didn't.
Oh!
Do you know him and his friends all got the same fucking shades?
Classic, get your hand off the white girl's breast. Jesus.
You're going to get him in trouble.
Oh, he's so trouble.
Hey, baby, don't believe that shit. You know what's up.
But look, he all changed and shit. He's all like, yeah, Classic.
Dude, why are you like four feet over on this side now?
Classic his, baby. Yeah, Classic his. Oh, hey, baby. What's going on? Oh, you want me to pick up some milk?
Oh, shit.
I love you, Pookums.
Oh, I wouldn't talk, motherfuckers, because that's all three of you, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I fully admit I'm pussy whipped. Yes,
yes. Yeah, that's experience talking. That's all.
That's why you get married. You pussy on retainer.
See, that's what's called.
Horny as old men until your wives get on the phone. Hey, baby. I love you so much, baby. Oh, sugar, I'll be home real soon.
Okay, wait a minute. The night we had Foxy on, did you not hear me in the parking lot? Sweetie, I touched a tranny's breast. It was awesome.
No, I can honestly say I did not hear that.
Oh, God. All right.
I must have missed that one.
All right.
Oh, wow. Shit.
You still with us, caller?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is his shit out on the lawn?
Did we get him kicked out of the house yet?
Almost.
Oh! Almost.
Man, what the fuck?
It's okay. You can stay with Murphy.
Stay.
Well, you already gave him your address, your keys, and your phone number. Shit. I don't know why you're trying to play it off.
AD, that's for Elton and Clint. Yeah. You know?
All right. So just calling in to say hi or just making sure he was here?
I'm just calling to tell him congratulations on everything he's doing.
Aww. And she's the vice president of the company, too. So just so you guys know, holding it down.
So out on the lawn and half of everything. Probably three-fourths of everything. We get it. We got it.
She'd be like, you know, we're missing about $19. You skimming? You skimming off the top?
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, man. Right,
oh, jeez.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that the local stations in town aren't playing any local guys. I can never remember the guy's name who was here from the Urban Magazine. What's his name?
Oh, I already gave the card because we talked earlier.
Yeah, he brought up the exact same thing. Yep. You know, I guess it's – I hear a lot – I mean, I personally don't listen to hip-hop stations, but I see a lot of, like, the local stations for, like, alternative and rock. They almost focus and specialize in a lot of the homegrown stuff. Why is it so different for hip-hop artists?
In Vegas, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in Vegas, it's all about the money. And that's what it is. I mean, if you're not greasing their palms, your shit's not getting played. You know, honestly, the radio stations, you know, they're owned by corporate America. And, you know, they have their fucking list that they're going to play. They know who's coming on at what time. And, you know, if your shit doesn't have that recognition, it's not getting that love and support. And it's not up there. It's just sorry. And what's up there to them is not on the same level as us.
Right.
You know, so... that's why Classic Click Live came along. It's like, fuck it, you know. We can't be out there. We'll be in here and play your shit.
All right, cool. Now we got another caller on the line, so why don't we say... No, we don't.
We have a dial tone.
We have a dial tone.
This is the most callers we ever got.
Yeah, we don't get callers. This is unusual. We don't even know what to do.
We offer free porn and they won't call.
That is sad. That is
what
so
we will
sad.
Do, though, because we do have... well, I took my CD. I skimmed my $19 off the top. I do have a CD I want to give away. So...
Wow.
What?
No, just...
That I skimmed my CD.
That he actually paid money for something?
Well, that... Wow.
Oh, who said I paid money?
No. That's why he said he skimmed it off the top.
Hey, yeah. Right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're listening to Spankwagon. What's your name?
We're calling to give Classic some props.
All right. Say hi, Classic.
Hey, what's up, yo?
Hello. Hey,
hi. Hey, what's up? What's up? Thanks for the love, man. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
They got
hello?
Their. Yes. Turn your radio computer down. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Who's up?
Wow. We'll let them figure it out later. They'll call back in. So, all right. Why don't we go into the next song here? I don't know who that was. Ooh. Sorry, hang up on you, but the next song.
Try harder. Again.
Yeah, really. Is it worth it? Now I got a question.
Yeah.
That intro. Don't touch my car. Back away from the car.
Yeah.
What the hell? what kind of, there's got to be a story there.
Oh, yeah, there's a story behind this song, all right? It's one of those things, all right? it's taking you through a journey of a guy that's a player. You know, he's like one of those pretty boys. You
Murphy.
Know, the girls right. Murphy, ooh, pimp.
Like his nose is going to allow him to be a pretty boy. Come on.
You know, you drop about 300 pounds and you get awful mouthy. You
Hell
know
yeah.
Nothing's going to change that flock of seagulls haircut, is it?
Oh, shit.
That shit is terrible. All right, go on, man. Go on, tell your story.
We should put a star in Trench's head.
Got a big old flat shaved side and a star.
That would be awesome.
All right.
We'd
so trick
him. We'd put an iron cross there. It'd be great.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So give us the backstory for that.
Yeah. So it's basically a gentleman, you know, he's out there cheating on his girl and everything else. She knows it, but she's caught up because she doesn't work. He's paying all the, you know, he's
it's not a true
her.
Story, is it?
No, it's a true damn story, man. Oh, shit. It's a real story, okay. Man. True story. And he basically he pays, you know, pays for her. She's caught up in the money. But now it's real. She's realizing, oh, shit. You know, he's out here doing all this thing, you know, things wrong. He say he's going to marry me. He had a they have a kid together. And so it's basically she's fed the fuck up now.
All right.
And that's it. And she's taking off.
So it's the Obama story. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh, shit. I'm just playing.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Wow. I cannot hear for the rest of the night. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
All right. So why don't we go right into the song? This is
actually it, moreover, it's the McCain story. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you ever see McCain's woman, man? She's like those evil eyebrows and shit.
Yeah, she's also 90 years younger than he is. All right. Play the song, man. Let's hear this.
I love the intro.
Where you going?
Yo, man, I'm going out with the homies right now.
Thought you were gonna stay here with me.
Nah, you know, shit changed. Things happen. I'll be back, though. I'll be back. Get away from my car. I'll be back.
Another day. Here he goes, pulling away. Kicking the dust in your face as he drives away. Your heart is torn and sworn from the way he's been treating you, beating you, and all them years of abusing you. Your self-esteem is crumbled from all his screams and rumble. He's even hit you so hard that it's made you tumble. But you stood by his side and even had his child. But every night you kneel down by your bed, his side and cry. It makes you wonder why you didn't choose another guy. Caught up in the midst of the kiss he laid up on your lips. Or could it be that diamond bracelet on your wrist? You think you're in too deep, but you can still move your feet. Get up, get out, is what the voice is saying. But you don't pay attention, you ain't no room every day. Secluded from the world, it's how he got you day to day. You never take your kid out to play on a sunny day. He talk to your family or friends, or you take away your bands and leave you with no wings, and you can't have that man. So locked up in the fame, it's a damn shame. It's a damn game, and you're the cartridge, man. You need to make a change and get up out the game and make a decision to leave this no good guy, man. This ain't no way to live. You want this for your kid? He ain't no damn joke. Leave him before he get choked. Is it worth it anymore? He threw you on the floor and lose your body so what you come back for more. He slapped you in your face and left up in your face and invaded your space but you come back for more. He saw you on the ground and beat you like a clown and throws you all around but you come back for more. He spits all in your face and punch you in your waist and make you feel a waste but you come back for more. Is it worth it anymore? He threw you on the floor and leaves your body so but you come back for more. He slapped you in your face and left up in your face and invaded your space but you come back for more. He saw you on the ground and beat you like a clown and throws you all around but you come back for more. He spits all in your face and punch you in your waist and make you feel a waste but you come back for more. Mommy, mommy, who is this? Giving daddy smooches on the list. You snatch a photo, you can't believe it. You're like, oh no, you don't wanna see it. It's too late, it's got you speechless. It's finally coming together, you know you can do much better. Pack it on a bag of sweater, sit and write that goodbye letter. Let him know you're gone forever. Dear Mike, I'm so sick of your shit. I found a photo of you making out with a chick. Is this the bitch you're spending all your late nights with? While I'm locked up in the house like a fucking convict. It hurts so bad for me to pack my bags, but I'm fed up and mad, and you're gonna be sad. Cause I'm the one that love you, care for you, and always how you pick up my mobile phone and tell you how much that I love you. But I'm tired of dropping these stairs, and it should be me, but you hurt me all these years and had me living in fear. And your daughter, oh that's a different story, you see. Or should I say, the one that you will never again see. You promised me marriage, but left me with a baby carriage. And all I'm trying to do right now is fucking manage. I can't take it no more, I'm walking out of the door. I left the key to your best, along with all of your aunts. I'm calling my family and friends to pick me up. But then, I don't want to
is my home. Stay with your little asshole. Let's stand up all your dough. I left your Prada and Gucci so you can gift it at Hoochie. The one you're grabbing her booty, so this is it. Goodbye now and forever. I left a picture of your daughter underneath your sweater. Sincerely yours, Heather. Is it worth it anymore? He threw you on the floor and lose your body so but you come back for more. He slapped you in your face and laughed up in your face and invaded your sleep but you come back for more. He stomps you on the ground and beats you like a clown and throws you all around but you come back for more. He spits all in your face and puts you in your waist and make you feel the waste but you come back for more. Is it worth it anymore? He threw you on the floor and lose your body so but you come back for more. He slapped you in your face and laughed up in your face and invaded your space but you come back for more. He stomps you on the ground and beats you like a clown and throws you all around but you come back for more. He spits all in your face and puts you in your waist and make you feel the waste but you come back for more. This track right here is dedicated to all the women out there who have experienced domestic violence and that's built up the strength to get themselves out the situation. Your boy Classic's proud of you. But I want you to do me a favor. If you know anybody else out there that's in the same situation like you were, try to get them out. Because it's just not worth it. You know what I mean? True story.
Same situation like you were. Try to get them out.
Damn.
True story.
Get them out. Gotta go. All right, so that was Classic. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? All right, so the chat room's been buzzing. Brando in the chat room says, this sounds like a hit to me. He's also asking it to bring it global. Something they wanted to know is, where are you distributing from? How can they get your album? How can they get Urban Symphony?
You can purchase Urban Symphony on iTunes.com, on Amazon. All righty. Just go to my website, www.classic.net.
Not MySpace in front of
me? No.
Do you have a MySpace?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have the MySpace to communicate with the people.
Oh, shit. He does
have you got to have
you
one.
You do have a star on the side of your head.
You thought he was kidding? Oh, wow.
He's a star.
What's your MySpace?
That's right. It's MySpace / Classic, KLASSICK, Click, KLIQQ, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So one thing that we were talking about during the break, who and where did you record it and who produced most of this?
This is produced by my team of my team of beat makers.
Okay.
Booby, 3D. I mean, the list goes on and on.
How about a guy named Steve?
Booby.
Ted. What about a Bob? You got a Bob there?
Kendrick.
No Bob.
Kendrick.
Yeah. Tyrone.
How about a John? How about a John? Can we get a John in there?
Dude, they got a Booby.
Chase.
They got a Booby.
They got a Chase.
We got two of them.
We got a Chase.
What are you talking about? We got four of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, but who's are bigger?
Oh, shit.
All right. So, you're iTunes, Amazon.
Rhapsody.
Where'd you record this at? What studio?
This was recorded at Blue Soul Studios here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It definitely sounds a lot better than some of the stuff we've had on. I mean, a lot of stuff we've had on sounds like some guy with a single mic in his bathroom. So.
Oh, no.
You did a really good job with it.
Hey, appreciate that. And, you know, I'll tell you the truth on that. A gentleman by the name of Chris Russell, he actually was he was an engineer for Foxy Brown in New York. So he came down here. Well, he lives in Las Vegas now. And I teamed up with him for this album. And so, I mean, this guy knows his shit. You know, this isn't a backyard album. As you can see, my album is full color. Full color, pressed, ready to go.
That's a pretty nice day of backyard album production. Yeah,
that's right.
CDs and barbecue.
Sounds like a certain CD release party we went to.
Studio that was cool.
That was good. I loved it.
Studio time. Awesome. Studio time and ribs.
All right.
Now let me.
I got a caller on the line here. So I love it. We haven't even given out the number, and we're getting callers. This is awesome. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh oh.
You're here.
Yo, what's up?
You guys hung up on me. I just wanted to call and say what's up to Classic.
You're trying to
hear
yourself too much.
She's like, do I sound real cute? I do sound cute. I'm going to turn up the computer.
Yeah, who is this?
Anyway, my name is Ursula.
What's up, Ursula?
Just calling to say what's up to Classic. You know, I'm from Belize representing.
Hell yeah.
Belize. Fellow Belizean representing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not too many of them out there.
That's
so
right.
just want to say keep it up, Classic. Keep representing for y'all.
That's right. Appreciate that.
Way to go, on, boy. I will see you on the party tomorrow.
Hell yeah. They're like, what the hell did she just say?
Can someone translate, please?
This is black radio. You have to turn the volume down.
Oh.
Your eardrum's going to burst.
Got it. All right.
I didn't even know what she's. I couldn't even understand what she said.
I lost her too. Someone help. No one. Okay. Thanks for calling
in. Hey, thanks,
in.
Ursula.
I don't speak jive.
Hey, much love, girl.
I said jive.
All right. Now jive. I gotta ask you guys something.
All right. All right.
Now look, I know you guys help him out here. I gotta ask, what's the worst lie you've ever told him to inflate his ego so he doesn't just self implode? What is the worst
right,
thing you've ever had to tell
him? Classic here is in a studio. He's crying. All right.
I can't do it, man. Right. I can't do it anymore.
What did you tell him?
What's the worst thing you've had to tell him?
What's that shitty
biggest lie?
What's that shitty lie that he loved that you just fucking couldn't stand?
Speaking for me, man, I don't bullshit. So if I don't like it, I'm telling man I don't like it.
Right.
You guys don't realize he could fire them.
I realize it, but hey, if I don't like it.
That's the intention. I've decided I need a posse.
He can't fire you. His wife can fire you. She makes the executive decisions. Vice president by ass.
All right, come on. There's got to be something. So maybe an embellishment. You slightly inflated the truth on something. It's got to be
right,
something.
Elton, come on now. Come on.
I don't lie to him, though. He wants us to be straight up front. That's if right. You don't like his shit, you don't like his shit. Just tell him you don't like it. Get over it.
Come on. It's got to be one time.
It's nothing.
That's cool.
No, no. Nah. Honestly, we have an open. We make sure we have an open relationship in this. In our.
Y'all sound really? Like girlfriends.
No.
Allowed to go fuck. You're allowed to go fuck other
hold
people.
Hold on. Your wife.
Oh,
your wife is on 2, 3, and 4. All right.
Oh shit!
So you don't have to artificially inflate his ego. You just
No, I don't need cool. that. No.
All right. So then let's turn the tables. Have you ever had to shut down his ego? Like, okay, whoa, too much.
Put him in check a little bit.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now we found something.
Now we found.
Yo, but he's cocky.
Yeah.
We cocky.
All right.
But we gotta be cocky because we know we the shit, but we don't really give a fuck whoever people say about us. So
you gotta be cocky to get away with the shirts these guys have on. I gotta tell you.
See, we gotta stay fresh. So
he gotta stay fresh.
He gotta be always.
Okay, yeah. Because the first thing I said, they came in the door. I'm like, "What the fuck? It's a Rainbow Coalition." You know,
I can't lie. As soon as I saw you, man, I've thrown myself on the bus. I had Fresh Prince flashbacks.
Oh, shit.
You know, Jazzy Jeff.
That's really not an insult.
Okay, but let's.
I'm not the only one.
I'll tell you the truth. You know, sometimes in the hood, we mistake flashy for classy. So we, you know, we try to stand out as much as possible and think it's oh so fly.
All right,
but we know we fly right now.
But Clint, let me ask you. Come on, look over. Just look over there. Marvin the Martian is fly. Oh.
Marvin the Martian in some shorts I wouldn't even wear golfing.
No, now we're just picking on you.
I'm just playing.
Marvin the Martian is fly. See, everyone knows Marvin the Martian in here, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
But Elton's got Marvin on. You've got, looks like Nike sneaker print. And then I have yet.
A la 1989.
This looks like J-pop, and I'm getting a seizure off your shirt.
I really go shake. I feel like I should be wearing an old school hypercolor T-shirt. I really
hyper-color.
Do.
Hypercolor.
I feel like I do.
Jump around.
Jump around.
No.
Oh wow.
Look, no.
Wow.
Look, I gotta say, it takes a lot to be comfortable. And you guys, I mean, you don't give a fuck.
They look really fucking comfortable.
Hey, I know I look good, man.
That's how we do it, man.
So, gotta ask a few things. I gotta on your show on Wednesday nights here in LV Rocks. You're blowing people up.
Oh yeah.
And I gotta ask. So how's your car? Because you got hit a couple weeks ago.
Oh man, things are looking good. Back still hurts.
You got that Glenn Lerner lawyer?
Call 877-150.
I was gonna sing it.
Is the way to go.
Thanks for singing it for me.
I was this close, dude. And I work in like TV advertising, so that shit has to be in my.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Nice. All right. So what?
Oh man.
and real quick, what else can we expect from the show? And then I want to get into tomorrow night and then something in August or September I heard about.
Oh, yes. My concert in September. Oh, yes. Definitely. The first question.
Tomorrow. Thank you.
Trencher's not very good about breaking it up.
Wow.
Trencher's not really great at breaking it up. He's got like 15 questions and he asks them all at once.
What are you doing? How are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you going? Can I go too, please? Huh? No.
Can I please?
Oh, man. Right,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
All right. Tomorrow night's going down. Matter of fact, I got you guys an invitation.
Aw.
Oh, yeah. Hip hop artists.
I can't see it.
We only do one invitation, so you guys got to share this.
It's just an envelope. Right. What are you talking about? Invitation. It's an envelope. That's what we call it.
All right. Hold on. We know you can't read. It's
you lick it and
is that a real envelope or just tear the front page off of a Mother's Day card?
All right. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is nice.
This costs more than your car, Murph.
That's not exactly saying much. Again, prettiest waitress at Denny's.
All right.
Tomorrow's going down. Classic Click Entertainment official record and film launch party. Okay. Yeah. It's going down. I'm performing, of course. It's going to be the official signing of my new artist, Casey. All right. Casey's an R&B female artist, and she's hot right now. We're working on her first track, getting this all prepared.
So how
for
does she spell her name?
Oh, KAYCEE.
Okay. Does she have a nice ass?
All caps. She's my artist, man. She's cute, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is all business, all right, you're not man. We don't bring up ugly
Does she
girls.
Have a nice ass?
We're professionals, man.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, don't worry about him. There we go. All right.
Cool. All right. Got some thumbs up. All right.
Also, I forgot his wife's listening. He can't answer that question. Oh!
She has a nice what?
She's like
it's all business, right?
You're on the couch tonight, buddy.
Classic, if you want, we can call her and get her permission so you can tell us what she looks like.
Oh, damn.
All right. So, Phil, let me ask you, because I've been listening every week, and the film. What are you talking about the films?
Okay, now the films. Now we're keeping that on a little low for the time being because actually what we're doing with that, we have a lot going on with that. We're doing documentaries actually for Classic Click Live.
Okay.
Now let me spread the word on this, what we're doing. We're going out to the top artists like Trap, Billy Trumps. We're going out to their city, their state to hang out with them for a night. All this is going to be recorded. It's going to be a live interview with them. We're going to put it on YouTube. We're hooking up with Cox to premiere it on their 30-minute show. Just all about that artist, the life of that artist, and kicking it with them. So that ties in with Classic Click Live.
Cool. All right. Very cool. So you love films and stuff. Awesome.
Now I was going to ask another question because your name in the chat room wanted to know, are you going major or are you staying independent?
Staying independent. There's more money to be made.
He's got his own label, definitely. Man. What does he need that's anybody right. else for?
Of course. Independent is doing much better than
oh, yeah.
mainstream right now.
Mainstream is actually, just for those people that don't know, mainstream and all the major labels are buying out independent labels because they're major competition.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And
I mean, plus you don't want to be cookie cutter artist like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be owned by anyone. You know, I want to make my own rules. I want to make my own regulations.
So you don't want yo 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 and yeah yeah and half your song.
No.
Yo, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you listen to Soulja Boy too.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah, uh-huh. None of that shit.
That was classic with yo yo yeah yeah yo. All
right. Oh, man.
Hey-o.
Damn.
So, do we need to RSVP before June 9th on this thing, or are we good?
No, you guys are good, man. Okay. You guys are good.
It says RSVP before June 9th. We can't.
I think you are.
It was today. Today's not June 9th.
Today's the 13th.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th of all times. Yeah. Hey, that's why this building smells like it's going to explode. Hey, one also thing I want to talk about then. You mentioned something in September.
Yes. The Urban Symphony official concert.
Okay. Can Murphy sign up for this?
Oh, man. Yeah, he could do backstage.
He can throw
me.
Some yo-yo.
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
I'll be the token white guy. It'll be
token
great.
Token white guy.
They were like, are you the owner?
Yeah.
That must be the guy who's financing all of it.
Yeah.
No,
just what you need,
I don't
a drunken mix.
Think that.
Yeah, just you need a drunken mix stumbling around backstage.
Right. Oh, let me make that clear right now, too.
That must be Sam Adams. Sorry, man.
No, let him go. Come on now.
There's nobody funding this. This is all funded by me.
Damn.
Simple. And this
damn.
Is, and it's honest money.
Hey, can I borrow?
No, can I get a little
wait, decaf.
I was going to say, I need gas money.
A quarter, so. Yeah,
can I get a new porter or Virginia Slim?
Oh, man.
Oh my God! All right, so
any other Urban stereotypes Timothy concert, you throw out there? Wow.
What do you know? What can you share about the concert right now?
Oh yes, yes. The concert is going to be first off, it's going to be at the CSN Community. College of Southern Nevada.
There's no community
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. They took that shit off.
don't say community. Gets scrappy, all riled up.
I'm not even the one who said anything. Decaf was what. It's not community anymore. Get it right, Murphy. We go to college, okay?
All right. So it's at the College of Southern Nevada.
College of Southern Nevada on September 12th, Friday, September 12th.
Wait, which campus?
Cheyenne.
Okay.
Cheyenne campus. See at that? The Nicholas helpful. Horn Theater. Nicholas Horn Theater.
Okay.
And the show is it's between an hour and a half. I'll be performing my entire CD, of course.
Wow.
Some other tracks as well.
The entire CD?
The entire CD.
How many tracks?
What is it? 16?
7.
11.
No, 11. No, that's not the exclusive copy there. We ran out of that. No, we ran out of those.
They gave you the welfare brand.
Yeah,
no, we only printed. We only printed so like, much of like exclusives.
You.
That's missing the tracks like Kill Whitey.
I knew it!
The Jews Run the World.
Oh, fuck.
Crack a slacker. Right. Urban Revolution. It's missing those. You know.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So on that's
the
I'm
Walmart,
getting shot in
the
parking
Walmart
lot.
It's the Walmart accessible version.
Oh, shit.
All right. He's like, I got my Amazon copy, got my iTunes copy, and we got your broke ass copy.
So you got the white, man copy.
I got the white man copy. I see how this goes.
All
right.
Brando's requesting the next jam.
They also went through and turned down all the bass on the vocal so as not to scare you.
Oh, thank you. All right. So.
Oh man!
Why don't we go ahead? we'll actually wrap this up. We got Brando in the chat room wants to hear one more song. What track do you like? Would you want to share there?
You know what? Honestly, I want to play. I would like you to play. Let me see.
He has the theme. He had this shit memorized. He'd have been like track 5, track 6.
If I heard it before, yeah, I would have had it all memorized.
Yeah,
Untold Stories.
Untold Stories. Yeah. So now I gotta go by numbers on here.
Yeah,
so.
Untold Stories, which is number 9, I believe.
7.
7. Okay. Now, can I give a little background on that, man?
Oh, please,
please. Now, Untold Stories. All right, this is a serious business though, because this track really do mean a lot to me. And for some reason, it just came to me.
Are you crying?
No, man. I'm about to, man.
That's why he got shades on. Like, that's why they've all got shades on.
That's what it is.
I'm going to put my shades on, too. Hold up. Okay, I'm prepared for this song.
Hold on, man. I got to talk about it.
All right.
This track is
This is the shades.
All right.
I promise that's how I'm going to come. I need welfare shades.
No, let's hear what's this track about.
I can't see shit.
Man, this track is about September 11. All right, it took me a month to write this track because I actually had to go through and get all the accurate dates. Not the date, but the accurate
September 11. Hold on, man, I gotta write that down.
That's not funny.
Hold on, man.
You see, that is not funny.
That's fucking me up, man. No, but I had to get how many people were actually on the flight, who was on the flight, stuff like that, and just tie it into the track. So this song takes you to the journey of the actual flight, the people that were on there, what they were thinking, what they were saying during that time before, they ran into the building, so on and so forth. So it just takes you into that entire day.
Almost made me cry.
Deep.
We've got some listeners actually from New York right now.
Cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to end it on this. First, I want to say thank you very much for coming in and hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you, guys. Spank Wagon, thank you so much.
Wish you luck for your show tomorrow, your launch party tomorrow.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll talk to you soon. By the way, just to let you know, open door invite. Anytime you guys want to come on down and just talk about anything, you're more than welcome.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you guys so much.
We got the Klan rally next week, though, so don't come next week.
Decaf, put away your bed sheets. You cannot wear your Star Wars bed sheets.
Well, I feel like being tied to the back of the truck, man.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
We'll be back after this.
This track is dedicated to all the fallen victims of September 11. My name is Kevin Dale, father of 3. I was on flight 11 when it went down with me. I was on my way from Boston to Los Angeles when the plane took a turn. But that time I learned that I wasn't going back. The plane was jacked, my mind's racing from the back. When I start to think back about my wife, my kids, my friends, the things I did. My daughter's graduation and my son having a kid. My wife at home, all alone. I tried to pick up the phone, but there was no dial tone. What can I do? What would you do if you were in my shoe? I look up at the crew,
two people dead. This song is dedicated to the people of 9/11. I know you're looking down on your family way up from heaven. I'm here to relay your story so you don't have to worry. I'm gonna take these people out here on a little journey. I'm gonna let them know the details of her untold story. So rest in peace at least in God's glory. Don't drop a tear, your family's right here. They want me to let you know that they see you when they get there. My name is Ronnie Dixon, I'm 11 years old. I was on a school trip with my friends and folks on flight 77 on September 11. We were leaving Washington to be in LA by 7. I was playing my Game Boy, just living in joy. My mama looking for me and told me to put up my toy. I guess I was making just a little bit too much noise. She grabbed me and hugged me and told me how much that she loved me. She put her hand up on my hand and started to pray. She asked God to let her see another day. Something is wrong, yes, something's going on. People are screaming, I'm starting to feel the plane leaving. Please tell me I'm dreaming, I'm 11 years old. It ain't time to go, mama say it ain't so. I see the tear drop from my eye, I start to cry. Mama kissed me up that she can say goodbye. This song is dedicated to the people of 9/11. I know you're looking down on your family way up from heaven. I'm here to relay your story so you don't have to worry. I'm gonna take these people out here on a little journey. I'm gonna let them know the details of her untold story. So rest in peace at least in God's glory. Don't drop a tear, your family's right here. They want me to let you know that they see you when they get there. My name is Sarah Clark and I was working in the towers. I went to my office to see that I received the flowers. It was from Nate, isn't he great? The note, the text said that he can't wait. I was pregnant with twins, Susie and Lynn. Every time I think about it, I smile from within. It feels so great. Today I'm leaving work at 8. But hold on, wait, it seems I'm lonely late. I heard a boom coming from the other tower. I ran out to the hall and almost tripped and fall. People are screaming, running around and leaving. I grabbed my purse, expecting the worst. By the time I look up, I had a vision of a hearse. Tell me I'm not cursed, it was about to get worse. I look up at the window, and what do I see? A plane coming right towards me. This song is dedicated to the people of 9/11. I know you're looking down on your family way up from heaven. I'm here to relay your story so you don't have to worry. I'm gonna take these people out here on a little journey. I'm gonna let them know the details of her untold story. So rest in peace at least in God's glory. Don't drop a tear, your family's right here. They want me to let you know that they see you when they get there. Renee May, once again, I just wanna let you guys know, William Caswell, that this track is dedicated to all the fallen Susan people. Callie of September 11th. The nation mourns with you. Eddie Diller. Your family miss you. You're never forgotten. Charles Groves. We'll never forget that day. America cries. Amy King. We cry with you. I love you. Michael Horrox. Mark Davis.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, my God. You're still with us, I hope. Actually, our guests are sticking out with us, so obviously we didn't either, A, offend them, piss them off, or...
or they're just waiting for us to leave.
Nah.
And then I'm fucked.
Wait. Has anybody seen my wallet? All right, no, seriously, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Stinkwagon Radio.
All right, now
on
let's
point. Yeah, I know that was good.
It's good. So
I know. I forgot where I am. she's come around.
Yes, she's come around. Yes. All right, so we still have Classic here with us, and we have Clint Nelton. They're still here over the back.
Yeah.
All right, so
Clint and Elder is the one, Clint Black and Elton John. And shit.
Not the Gay Elton John, the Gay.
Yeah, I'm not even touching that one. All right, oh shit, what's this?
Oh no!
Yeah, God damn, it's been a long ass time since I've done the Darker Perspective, my friend. White man try to hold me back. You don't want to have the motherfucking microphone no more, do you? Crack ass. Shut the fuck up. Don't say fucking shit. It's the Darker Perspective, y'all. Big Daddy Decaf. Now, I know I haven't been around for a while. I know y'all miss me. I got all the email. Motherfuckers, I didn't get one piece. But I'm here to talk about R. Kelly. Yeah. Motherfucker walked away, didn't he? The cracker has went down. They failed. Chicago PD. Failed, motherfucker. You failed. You failed like the Patriots' path to perfection. You failed like Hillary Clinton's party die. You failed like George Bush's 8 years in fucking office. You failed, motherfuckers. They tried. They tried to remind Kelly of his... They tried not to remind Kelly of his Jeep. They tried to have the inmates bump and grind him in the shower. They tried trapping him in the motherfucking closet. They tried not to make him disbelieve that he could fly. Out of jail, they failed. They failed. Now, people claim that it was the fact that R. Kelly didn't have the mole of his motherfucking back that got him off. No. It wasn't that. You see, the motherfucker on the video didn't even look like R. Kelly. The brother didn't even look like him. The motherfucker looked more like Gene Kelly up in this motherfucker than R. Kelly. You know what I'm fucking saying? And so they all mad. They pissed off, you know. But it's a crying shame to me that the brother had to wait 6 years, even though he made a lot of motherfucking money in between that 6 fucking years. Wait, 6 fucking years to clear his name in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Walked in there. The girl's like, what, like 45 and shit? She in the motherfucking wheelchair now and shit like that. She was like, I don't remember who R. Kelly the fuck. He's like, R. Kelly, who the fuck is R. Kelly? I don't even know. Did this nigga pee on me? This bitch didn't even fucking know his name and shit. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I think I got a CD in the car. Damn, that nigga's fine. So R. Kelly walked away. So I must say, for the first time, well, another thing is that, you know, it wasn't that R. Kelly, half his friends was on the jury or anything like that, you know, even though some people he went to church with was on the jury. But, you know, that didn't get him cleared. It was the legal system worked for a change. They finally saw that the black man was innocent. They didn't arrest him. They didn't lock him up. They didn't try to have him fucking do the bit on their motherfucking show like this motherfucker right here next to me. R. Kelly, freed. So now I'm going to say, junior high schools, increase security. Increase your motherfucking security. Because if that motherfucker can get off, oh, it's going to be a whole lot of fucking holes getting that shit tore out. 13-year-old girl's going to get their asshole eaten out real nice. That's the Darker Perspective, y'all. Yeah.
Yo.
Wow, it's so good to have other black people in the studio today.
Sure.
This is awesome, man. Can you play the Young Narcissus theme again?
Oh,
hell
shit.
No.
What, you talking about this? You want your Young and the Restless?
Victor! I love you.
Well, you don't understand, Nikki. This is no longer going to work between us. I have chose Jack because his ass is sweeter.
But Victor!
Hey, you let R. Kelly eat your ass out last week. I can never forgive you for that shit.
Was it really him, or was it the mole? Find out on the next the young, and the decaft.
Oh, man. I was going to say the young and the urinated on.
R. Kelly's like, man, I was almost pissed. No, no, you weren't.
Oh, man, since we roll the bits, man, let's roll another bit. Let's do it.
I don't have...
What bit?
You know,
what bit do we have?
You know.
What news?
Because, you know, Bush, George Bush came out.
No,
God damn it,
we're not going to go there.
Fuck this, I'm leaving. The old man scares me.
Well, you know what? Stay. Murph.
No, fuck
come
it.
Come on, get back.
Dick is a killer. Crazy ass old man. Dick is a killer.
Why? Why do you have to bring up George Bush? Okay. Wait. I gotta make some formal introductions. Classic. Okay. First off, I'm sorry. You know, you had to bring up President Bush, and whenever we talk about, you know, Mr. Incompetent, in walks Robo Dick Cheney.
Evening, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, Robo Dick, man? What's going on?
Hey, it's the colored. How you doing,
sir? I'd be careful, Robo Dick.
Oh, what are you going to do? Come on here and carjack me? Come on.
Look next to you, sweetie, and behind you.
I live in Washington, D.C. There's nothing that anybody can do to hurt me. All I do is invite them out hunting with me, and it's all over with.
Oh, come on now. All right, so what, D-Cap, you want to...
be creative again over a specific reason.
Come on. Why can't you... Robo Dick, be nice.
I am being... Look, we have a colored here at the house. Someone go get Condoleezza.
Oh! No, come on, Robo Dick. That's not right.
We brought in a very qualified woman, and when she couldn't make it, we got in Condoleezza. So we're done.
Come on now. Condoleezza Rice has her doctorates. She has a highly educated.
A quota. Yes, we did get her from Exxon, but that's not really a bad thing, is it?
Well.
Does anyone else find it funny that a black woman works for an oil company?
Oh, shut up.
I almost feel like I should apologize for that one. So anyway, how are you guys doing this morning?
What's going on, Mr. Vice President?
Sir? Oh, now you're Mr. Vice President.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him like Fox talks to him. Mr. Vice President, sir, how are you doing today?
Can you put a white guy on, please? You've got a little too much bass in your voice.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to deal with decaf, so shut your pie hole, all right, for once.
It's been an interesting week for us here. Little George went off cue, kind of like Tony Stark in Iron Man. I got to tell you guys, we took George to see that, by the way, and we had to actually strap him down to the chair. He kept jumping up and down, throwing popcorn at the screen. I'm going to get me some terrorists. I want me some Iron Man armor. He actually called the Pentagon. He went and called R&D and told them to build an Iron Man suit for him.
Oh, Jesus.
You should have heard Petraeus laughing his ass off for 45 minutes.
He
just gave him another pretzel and hope he choked to death on it.
There you go. All right, so Decaf, what did you want to?
Well, on the news, I heard that Bush came out and he apologized for being too aggressive in his rhetoric.
Are you listening to the news? All right.
So a white guy was listening to the news and he came over to my desk and started talking to me, and he told me that Bush is giving all this rhetoric that, you know, his rhetoric was wrong and he should never approach the war like he did. Not saying that the war was wrong. He just said that he felt like he may have bullied his way to the war.
Well, you see, here's the problem. We give George cue cards exactly what he should say, and somebody handed him a crayon, and he just rewrote a bunch of things. And look here. We all know George doesn't make a single decision. We tell him what to say. We tell him what to do. We give him some shiny colored paper, jingle some keys in front of him, and he does pretty much what we tell him to do. He kind of went off note there. Now, look, let me go back and say something. It's very important that you remember that the reason we went to a war in Iraq was to stop another 9/11. That was very, very important.
Bullshit. We've talked about this before, Robo Dick. We know that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11.
Who said Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11?
Then why are we in war in Iraq?
To stop another 9/11.
Come on!
We're bringing peace and freedom to the people of Iraq. And look, it's very important that we go into these countries with
peace
these
and freedom. They're blowing their own shit up.
Well, that's because Iran is telling them to. Now look,
wait. Why are you bringing Iran into this?
I didn't bring Iran into
this. You just said Iran.
I don't believe I did.
Dick, this is recorded. You said Iran.
Are you sure it's recording?
Let me go check.
It's really important that you guys remember that we went into Iraq. And it's, you know, we have to go into these terrorist regimes, and we have to stop them from nuking all of
But they didn't have any atomic weapons.
I don't believe I just said atomic weapons.
You just said nuke.
Does nuke mean atomic?
Yes!
So anyway, look, it's really important to go in there and we bring freedom to this country. And, it's important to remember that we went in there to protect you. Now, does everybody there have their plastic wrap and duct tape?
Wait. Why? How are you? Okay. First off, let's get back to the rhetoric. Okay. George Bush said, hey, you know what? Maybe I was talking too much and maybe I wasn't being nice. And so you're saying he went off cue. So this is the real him. You're finally admitting you've been the puppet master.
I don't think I've ever denied that I was the puppet master.
Oh, good point.
So what about
shut me down there. So thank
what,
you, Dick.
What about his friend coming out and ratting out all the Bush and about how he,
look, that's just another disgruntled employee. It's just like when you get fired from your job next week. you're going to go ahead and you're going to say some bad things about McDonald's. And it's just the way it goes. Look, Scott McClellan, we love Scott, but he just couldn't stay on target. And eventually we had to let him go. And it's really kind of sad. And he just, he wasn't on target with the rest of the group. And it's unfortunate that it's coming out in his attitude. And, you know, it's a sad day when CNN and Al Franken can control the entire media, starting with Scott McClellan.
Oh, that's not right. I don't think Al Franken has anything to do with it. He's busy trying to run for an office in, what, Minnesota or something.
Yeah, he is running for that one in Minnesota. By the way, hey, someone want to get Delay on the phone? We need to send another mail bomb over to the Franken house.
Oh.
All right. So, Dick, why didn't you decide to put your ballot in to run for president against the Democrats this year?
Why would I want to be the president when I can just control things from behind the scenes? Again, we've had this conversation, Mr. Decaf. This is not... Again, this is a failure of the educational system there. Tell me, did you have a white teacher? Probably not, right? No white teachers?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. What about your dad? Was your dad around at all?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You know what I think it is? I think it's all the hormones we're putting in the KFC these days. It's usually fucking with these young black guys' brains.
Oh, come on, Dick. Dick, wow. I'm going to have to cut this line. You know, I got guests
no,
here.
Hold on.
I'm surprised our guests haven't started yelling at you.
Wow. That's okay. I've got a CIA man outside just waiting for you guys. Now, look, I do want to address one topic. Now, earlier this week, it came out that Mr. McCain, which we really like him, we really like McCain. McCain came out and said that he would love to have me in his cabinet, and I would really love to be there just as long as we can make sure that Condoleezza and Rummy and Rove and everybody come back, because I'm only coming back if the entire band is with me. But looking at how things are going, it's a safe bet the whole band will be back together. Hey, maybe we can get George some nice brightly colored paper, and he can draw pretty pictures, and we can hang it up on the refrigerator of the White House for John. It'll be great.
Nice. All right, Dick, do you got anything else you got to...
Now, one more thing, Mr. Vice President, sir.
Damn.
Thank you for the respect. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I've been watching Fox all week. I want to know, are you going to go and buy Classics? CD Sissy Ashley has his own web address.
Actually, we pretty much own all of iTunes right now, so yeah, we've got that on there. One thing I wanted to mention, though, you said you've been watching Fox News all week?
Yes.
Could you go ahead and look at the nearest light for me, please? Corn puffs. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
Decaf.
Yes.
Don't you have a job to do? All right, guys. I got to go. George choked on a peanut. So,
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
And tell that pussy Murphy he can come back to the studio now.
My ass. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Is he gone? He's gone!
Scary old man. I peed a little.
All right, so looking at the time here, 8:30 here in Vegas, and... We're just kind of going bit by bit by bit. I do apologize. You know, when Robo Dick Cheney pops in,
it's hard to shut him up.
It's hard to shut him up, dude.
I go and sit in my car and I turn on whatever's on the radio. I just turn it up full blast and I try not to cry.
Yeah, you listen to Everybody Hurts by REM and you put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
Everybody hurts.
Chat room's going absolutely apeshit here. So this is very easy. Keep it up, chat room. We'll touch base with you guys here in a little bit. There, we've got our pro and con George Bush people in here.
Oh, shit.
Someone even mentioned, I'm not going to say who the chat room can, you know, fight amongst themselves on this, but even said that, you know, since George has been in office, how many bombs have been dropped on us here?
Fuck.
How many bombs? What? How many bombs were dropped at us before? they flew airplanes into the building.
Yeah, really, huh? Oh. Okay, that's foul. All right, so moving forward, Decaf, you wanted to go ahead and take this part.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know I want to bring up something new. I want to do at least once a week, I want to do a spank wagon discussion, a spank discussion. That's what I came up with.
Spank discussion?
Kind of like a concussion, except without the nasty head injury.
Now, and the topic of choice, I want to know, and since we got more people, that even makes it better. If you could do any crime, you know, I'm not talking about like serious like murder or rape. I'm not talking about
rape?
No, I'm talking about
I'm out of this conversation.
All right, maybe rape for you, Murphy.
See, the problem is, though, he's thinking more like prison style.
Oh. Now, if you could do any crime.
He's got his eye on you, dude.
Hey, fuck that. Yay.
I do like the dark meat. It'll be like Monster's Ball. I'll be Billy Bob Thornton. You can be Halle Berry.
Oh, hell no.
No?
Oh, no, buddy. Oh, no. Not in this lifetime.
Hey, don't forget the Bishop P. Dick. I mean, oh! Puff Daddy.
Dude, it'll be like up. R. Kelly. I'll even pee on you.
Oh. Hey, can you get my Glock, man?
I got a mole. Anyway.
All right. So I want to talk about if you could do any crime, get away with it, what crime would you do, and why would you do it?
All right, why don't we start
easy. I'd kill somebody.
No, murder's out. I think murder's too easy.
Murder's too easy.
Amazingly enough.
Okay, I would torture the fuck out of some people.
Okay.
And maybe accidentally kill a few of them.
Oh, shit.
Now you got a lot of rage.
Can I change seats?
Okay, why? Okay, why? Why?
No, I don't know. I've always wanted to kill somebody.
So she can say, okay, let's get deep with it. Why?
On the plus side, she wants to smother them with her breasts, so the line forms to the left. Okay.
And how would you do it? How would you do it? I know, you're scared now.
But I laugh at though.
Are you scared of the little white girl?
I laugh because Classic has had his glasses on the entire time. We've been dropping the most horrible offensive shit. She goes, kill someone. Glasses on. I was like, what?
I know. I said Klan rally. It didn't even get this kind of response.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait. So you want to torture and accidentally kill.
She's damn serious, too.
Well, you said murder's out. So.
No. Murder's in for
murder's
you.
In. Oh, okay.
She had to go drink some OJ. I'm thinking about it. OJ.
I don't know. There's a lot of ways. It wouldn't be something simple like I'd just shoot them. I would have to like cut off little
saw 32
couple of inches hostile. Of their body, like starting from their toes.
Damn,
fuck. A
couple inches at a time.
That's some serious.
Work my way all the way up.
Mental note: you're never invited to a potluck of mine.
Hello. No.
I think your RSVP just got RSVP. Don't.
Okay. Is anybody?
Sorry, we're full.
Is anybody in particular?
Oh, I don't want to know this.
Say the name.
Oh, no, I don't.
See, that's when you get towards this being a felony.
Man or woman?
Oh, it would probably be a man.
She's going to fuck
them
to death.
There's probably a couple of women I'd like to kill, I'm sure. But.
She's going to fuck them to death, too.
Huh?
So murder and a few people. Classic. You can get away with one crime. Scot-free. Never be charged. Never be found. No one ever cared.
I'm about my money, man, you know. And, you know, I don't remember what state it was exactly. They just did that $2 million heist, jewelry heist through the top.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
some little small.
And they stole the Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you didn't hear about it?
No. Oh, yeah. Came through the top. A 1,000 pound.
A 1,000 pound safe.
Yeah, 1,000 pound safe. Look that shit up. Got away with
look
it.
Look at this. He gets an Xbox 360 for Father's Day, and he loses all contact with the outside world. This is outstanding.
Told you it was going to happen.
So that would be.
You want to do robbery?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you take your boys with you?
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
That's loyalty.
Somebody's got to pull the rope.
wait. Say that again, Clint.
I was sure about to say robbery also. All right. It's all about the money. I wouldn't get jewels or nothing like that. I'd just take the cash.
All right.
No, I want the fucking jewels.
I'm not trying to cut anybody up or anything. Like
there we go.
Okay, then the second part of the question. How would you guys do it?
Oh,
if you could get away from any way you would closely. Do it. What's the best way you think you would want to do a robbery?
You know, those guys really took my plans. I'll tell you, I'll be upfront and honest with you.
They did. Lived in the safe of the roof. That's fucking creative.
Exactly. I think they took my blueprint.
That's creative.
But you know, I would try to do the same damn thing, you know. You know, have Clint as security walking around for the night, you know, just checking it out.
But, you know, he'd keep that straight face. You just put some aviators on him, man. He'd
look all
like
serious.
Yeah.
That's right.
Put him down. Oh, I'm scared. Oh. Okay, I gotta throw this out real quick. The first person who calls in and gives us how they would, what crime they would commit and get away with, I'm going to go ahead and mail you classic CD.
Woo-hoo.
So I will mail you Urban Symphony.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
that means you, Brando.
Yeah, really, Brando, come on. So Brando, all you got to do is give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
It's a hot album.
Let me get my phone.
So I got the free copy that was meant to be yours. Got it. Okay.
All right, so what about you, Murphy?
Dude, that's easy. Superman 3, Richard Pryor. That's it, man. If you're going to steal, steal big.
You're going to make fake kryptonite.
No, I'm going to take pennies. I'm going to go to ExxonMobil, and I'm going to take pennies. I'm just going to take a couple pennies here, a couple pennies there, and next thing you know, billion-dollar check comes
in
the mail.
Smart. Yeah. That's smart.
All right. Okay. All right. So a little bit of skimming like we were talking about earlier.
Except on a really big scale.
Right.
Yeah.
Little money, big scale. All right. So we got robbery over there with you, Clint.
Of course.
All right. And what would you want to steal? What was that one thing you'd want to steal? Just one the money? Thing? Just the money? Oh, or like money. Who's?
Money. Cause you can buy anything with the money. Why would I steal something when I could just take the money and buy what I want?
You can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
I agree with you. I agree. It might not last long, but it will be there for a while.
All right, and we got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
It's Brando.
It's Brando?
Yeah.
All right. Brando's a chick.
Hey, Brando.
All right, Brando. So okay. turn down your computer for us.
I'm turning it down.
Awesome.
Okay.
Now, what crime would you want to commit and get away with?
I would want to commit. Let me think about it for a second.
Right.
I would probably be murder.
Murder. Yeah, girls got a lot of murder. Right?
What the fuck is up with murder?
I hate to say it.
Women
but,
are violent,
know,
dude.
Sometimes you want to kill some people.
This is
but
family,
can,
too.
But come on. Yeah.
Okay, so how would you do it?
With her vagina. I would have to do it secretly. You know?
Secretly.
Like hire a hitman or something? Or, like, you know?
Well, then that's not murder. Wait, that's solicitation. Yeah.
All right. Brando, we're going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your information so we can mail out classic CD to you.
No, I can't all fuck right. somebody all up. Right, I'm going to outsource it.
All right. And you know what? I got a caller here at line two. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, not anymore, you're not.
All right, so, Brando, I'll get with you in just a moment. Murph, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what you'd want to get away with?
Yeah, I already said, dude, you weren't paying attention.
Did I? Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm doing four things at once. Let's
rape.
Go with that.
Anal rape. Rape.
Anal rape,
rape. Yeah.
On a
anal
dude. Rape.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, okay. Let it be.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, can I change my answer?
No, too late.
Dakota Fanning.
Oh!
Ew!
Was that wrong? Was that wrong?
Boo!
R. Kelly all over it.
Nasty.
Nothing like hearing that pelvis snap. Ouch. There we go. I win. I got him to lose it.
Wow.
Outstanding. No, you know, what about you, Decaf? What would you do?
Would the Elton ask?
Oh,
I do robbery and rape at the same time.
Robbery what?
So would you'd rob someone and rape them at the same time?
Yeah.
Hey, Clint, we got to get him off the team, dog.
And my answer was fucked up.
Okay.
Take my cock and I'm going to take your wallet.
That's beyond violent.
Has it been terminated.
Is it any type of girl in particular or?
Or is it a dude?
Black girl, white girl.
Ain't no damn random. Dude. No after effect. Huh?
Black girl, white girl, Mexican girl.
I don't discriminate. If they...
If you got a wet vagina and a full purse, it is mine.
That's called prostitution. It's legal in this state.
No, I do it over here. No.
Bunny ranch.
He's going to rape someone and rob them at the same time.
Yeah. Give me. Oh, yeah. You want. Oh, I want. Yeah.
He wants to be a gigolo.
Oh. Wow. Okay. All right.
Can't blame a guy for that.
No, you can't. Not at all.
David Lee Roth. Anyway. What about you, Decaf?
Well, I kind of mentioned it to you guys what I do. I would do embezzlement. I would do sneaky embezzlement. I would fucking marry the owner's daughter.
Look at that, owner's white. No, there you go, right there.
No, it'd be a white owner. It'd be a white owner. I would marry.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
I would marry his daughter, fuck the shit out of him, and take money out of the company at the same fucking time.
You fuck the shit
time.
Out of him.
Out of his daughter. Out of his daughter.
You keep slipping here, dude. Fuck you want to fuck a white daughter. Guy, don't you?
No. Murphy, stop asking.
All right. Hey, I got another. I got a caller in line. Hello, caller. Caller. Yep, dead line. All right. So
we could spoon.
So I would fuck his daughter and take money slowly out the company. That's what I would do. Embezzlement.
Embezzlement. Shit. Long and slow.
Yes.
If you're going to do that, I guess the best person in the world to be for that is going to be Triple H because he's fucking the guy's daughter and making
let's try,
a shitload
let's try
of
this
money
again.
On it.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Yes.
All right. Who's calling? What's your name?
Sweet Belizean girl.
All right. So if you could get away with a crime, what crime would you get away with?
I'd say robbery.
Robbery.
Great robbery. Rob a bank. Yeah, it's all about the money. That more money.
There we go.
So you rob by gun? Would you want to be the sneaky robbery, like give them a note, or would you come in with a fucking shotgun and shit?
Nah, I'm talking about guns, machine guns and shit.
Machine gun.
Now, will you shoot up some motherfuckers or you just rob the motherfucker?
Nah, I would just rob. No shooting.
Would you like at least shoot up something to scare the shit out of people? Shoot up the roof?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
My dumbass would shoot the roof around me and then it collapse on me.
I could see her be like Pulp Fiction. Next one of you motherfuckers move!
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Jesus. Everybody's just robbing people.
But you know what? She was a female who didn't want to murder someone.
That's good.
That's the first one we got tonight.
Only just a machine gun. And what happens if they don't give her the money?
I'd like to pack my vagina full of C4 and threaten to blow something up.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Now the lesbian coalition's after us.
So what would you do?
Bull Dyke bank robbers. Fuck. Trisha. You know what? It's going to be something really...
I'd rape a farm animal. Again.
No. They asked for it. They were wearing the dress. Anyhow.
Wow.
No, actually, I would want to try to get away with a computer crime if I knew I could get away with a computer crime.
Computer fraud.
No, not fraud. Like, just, you know, I mean, like, be the guy broke into the Pentagon. You know,
hack the Gibson.
Yes, yes. I want to be, like, that guy, the ultimate hacker.
There's a rabbit in the system. Launch a cookie. What? Dude, so, okay. I mean, seriously?
So it would be the Pentagon? What would you want to control, fucking nuke missiles, or what would you like to hack into?
You know, I don't know.
You just pointed nuke
he just
at somebody.
He just goes and pushes the
I just want to say I was here, ha ha ha,
I know
and get
is.
Away with it.
He'd hack PBS and put on his favorite episode of Nova.
He'll go to the public restroom and write on the wall.
Oh, you know what? These assholes in the chat
marker,
room.
Permanent marker. I was here.
Assholes in the chat room. Boring geek. I just
dude,
got called
gotta
a boring
you.
Geek.
I gotta tell you, dude.
I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want anybody's money. I just want a little bit of self.
You don't want to fuck the boss's wife, daughter?
I don't want to fuck the boss's wife.
I'd get a parking ticket and tear it up. I'd parallel park and be more than 6 inches from the curb. I wouldn't rewind the tape when I brought it back to Blockbuster.
Oh, shit.
I know what Trent should do. He'd cut the tags off the mattress. That'd be it right there. Wow, dude. I mean, dude, man. You are so vanilla it hurts sometimes. Really.
I am, you know, but it's just one of those things. I'd like to actually say I'd have enough computer skills to do it. Instead, I can barely get a Macintosh running as it is, so kind of have to balance that one out.
Did you say
it? Tom kind of pointed something out. Who rents tapes anymore?
Hey, look, I had to phone that one in. Leave me alone.
Actually, that was funny.
I didn't hear you over there, comic genius. All right. I just like to point out that might be the first non-racially motivated joke I've made all night, all right?
Congratulations.
Wait. You know what? Mindy, Mopar Man and Mindy Lou says, thankfully, acting in the Pentagon is much more dangerous. You can actually go to jail longer than for murder.
Damn.
So, you know, they got their computer crimes. If I knew I'd get away with it, if I actually knew what I was doing. All right, so.
Scrappy's answer is she'd rape a white guy. Okay, so.
Something she's never done before.
Scrappy.
A white guy.
Oh. Can't rape the willing, baby.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Well, it is kind of when they're running away from you and you
shut
club
the
them
fuck.
To death. You're like, hold on. Throw your tits on him. All right, you know what? Anybody else can call in. Give us what crime do you guys want to get away with? Give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
You know, I have to do this. I'm sorry. I know we weren't going to, but you know what crime I'd get away with?
What?
I'd have a pirate radio station.
Arr.
Hey, by the way, did
no, we're not getting into it. We're not getting into it.
Did anybody give shout outs to our advertisers?
To canishosting.com. That's C-A-N-I-S hosting.com, where you pay for an entire year and you get it for half price and a free domain name.
Take away the Red Bull and the 2 hour shots.
No, we need to do
shots.
That. We have to do it twice in the show. We
Hi,
haven't done it
thanks
once.
Thanks for calling Movie Pod. You know the name of the movie you'd like to see? Press 1.
Anal penetration.
Wow.
You know, we only have a few minutes left, but I want to bring something up real quick. If those of you call in, please call in. Don't forget, guys, we did have a new video exclusive this week. You can find it in the Mogulus, the on-demand system, or on break.com. It's Stitz and I's adventure with a Craigslist and a whore. And it was, I mean, you really can't get any funnier than that. I'm going to put the link in the chat room here real quick so the guys can see it. It is probably one of the funniest things I think I've done in a long time, and I'm really proud of it. And it's been up for less than 24 hours, and it's got like 2,500 views already.
2,500?
Yeah, 2,500. So check it out. It is a very funny
You got to talk about what it's about
video.
Or nothing?
I don't really want to talk too much about it. Let's just say that we found a girl on Craigslist who said she needed $450 within 12 hours, and she posted in the adult gig section. And so we really wanted to find out just how far she'd go.
No.
Nice.
Oh. It was, yeah, oh, trust me.
And you can actually get to that by going to our site, spankwagon.net, clicking on the SWTV link at the top. And that'll take you into our
television.
Channel.
It's one of the on-demand
Spankwagon Radio.
We should have asked her to stick a French fry up her.
Why? I know.
No, we had a girl on the show.
We had
then.
A girl who offered to do that.
Yeah, what? she'd stick a French fry up her snatch. We couldn't get her to take her top off. Save her life.
Oh my gosh!
So
still trying to figure that shit out.
You weren't paying.
That's it.
That's it. So what are you trying to figure out?
Right. What did we pay? What did we pay, Foxy?
Yeah, but Fox used to be a man. I think her standards might be a little lower.
Oh, yeah, we book anything on the show.
Oh, dude. Okay, let's just run down some of the greatest hits of Spankwagon Radio, okay? Let's run down some of the greatest hits.
We lost decaf.
Grant Imahara from Mythbusters, okay? Stan Lee, the guy who invented Spider-Man. Zane Lamprey from...
Three Sheets.
And a tranny porn star. I mean,
wow,
really.
And classic.
And classic. Congratulations. Classic.
I'm in that realm. Okay.
So why don't we go ahead one more time. Talk about your album real quick again.
Okay. Urban Symphony. My name is Classic. You can check me out at www.classic.net. Launch party, the official Classic Lick Records and Films launch party is tomorrow. My concert is in September 12th over at the CSN campus. Just go to my website, www.classic.net. Net for all
there's
the
no info. MySpace in front of it.
No MySpace in front of that, boss.
All right, why don't you spell out the website for everybody?
Sure, that's KLASSICK.net.
All right,
I could have guessed that after like 85 tries.
Look, the guy knows how to flip his shit.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
Damn
for everybody who's as lazy as I am, I'll throw the website up on our site and we'll link to it so that way we can direct all traffic that way.
Hey, man, Scrappy won't go on to it.
No, Scrappy won't.
She doesn't go to the site.
Oh, fuck this.
If it's not a direct link off our MySpace page, it doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, shit.
Actually, to get to the Spankwagon email, I go to my Yahoo email and get the link that you sent me to the Spankwagon email.
Wow. Hell of work.
That's right, boys, and she is single. Yeah, go ahead and jump on that one. All right, so is it about that time?
No, actually, that clock's fast. We got about a minute, so unless you want to...
Man. That minute. Sounds like my math. The answer's
we'll do this right now then.
Are we closing up already?
Closing up shop.
Yeah, we're
closing
up shop. All right, you've been listening. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. I'd just like to say, before you go to Scrappy, if you have any questions you want anybody to be asked, Spankwagon will gladly ask the question for you.
Yeah, we're not afraid to ask any question of anyone. So.
But I might murder you. So
or,
be careful.
Or rob and rape you, depending upon who we've got in the studio that day.
And I'll just put it on the internet.
That's Scrappy.
We got Scrappy. Say bye, Scrappy.
Bye, Scrappy.
La right. Scrappy.
And, of course,
Mr. Murphy.
Big thank you to our guest, Classic.
Thank you guys so
Classic.
Much, man. Thank you guys. It's been fun.
And, of course, Clint and Elton.
Not Elton John, not
great,
Clint Black.
Great radio show.
Thank you.
You know, Clint is black. But anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Stretch that joke.
Yes, I did.
All right, we got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for the studio time and space.
You poor bastards.
No shit. Big thank you to KC Host and the KC Host Radio Network.
You poor bastards.
Door from Hell Radio.
Door from Hell.
Fox FM. Boo. Showdown Network.
Yes.
Steel City Radio. Radio X UK and Trax Radio.
See, that's why we had to cut it a minute early. We keep adding names to that goddamn list.
I know, it's great. Spankwagon
Worldwide now, baby. Worldwide. Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of us, the best way, radio@spankwagon.net. And of course, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcast.lvrocks.com. Subscribe today. Also want to say a big thanks to Canis Hosting, canishosting.com, for providing us bandwidth and other good fun stuff.
Canis.
You check out their site, canishosting.com, for deals and specials on hosting your own domain so you too can be liberated from MySpace.
Guys, don't forget, you can also go to the SWTV link on spankwagon.net and you can view all of our video there, including the shows that we record, bits that we do exclusive, and certain live things here and there.
Here and there? Wherever we don't get caught.
I'm in front of Treacher's house. The garage door's opening.
Is he ripping up that parking ticket?
Guys, don't forget, myspace.com.
I'll rip it up twice. I'm hardcore.
Don't forget, myspace.com/spankwagon and myspace.com/spankwagon media. Be our friend.
We like friends. All right, we will be back next week.
Who got the last word? Classic.
No. Let's give it to Captain Sirius.
You got the last word.
Give us the last word. Give us the last word everybody hears tonight.
Don't make it vagina.
Vagina.